Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Munganass St. Louis Honda and Mitsubishi Sports Open Line on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Here we go. Sports Open Line on a Wednesday night. Chris Ramby with you on KMOX. It is the Wednesday, April 17th, 2019. Edition of the program. Happy to be with you until 8 o'clock tonight. That is when Chili's Week in Hockey will take over. Blues and Jets tomorrow night. They will play Game 5 up in Winnipeg. We're going to talk a lot about that after the Blues drop another game at home last night. The home team has not won yet in this series, so I guess if you're the Blues, maybe that's a good thing as you head back to Winnipeg and try to win another game on the road and then come back with the first crack at an elimination game. Tomorrow night, it's going to be a 7:30 puck drop. We'll talk again a lot of hockey. Chris Kerber is going to join me coming up in about 15 minutes or so. Andy Strickland will join me in the 7 o'clock hour. We will also talk some baseball with John Heyman, our MLB insider from radio.com. John will be with us in the 7 o'clock hour as well. Cardinals, a 6-3 win over the Brewers earlier today, and they head back home to open up a nice, long homestand. It'll be the Mets, the Brewers again, Christian Yelich again, and then the Cincinnati Reds. So that's what I've got coming up. A lot of hockey, a lot of baseball. Chris Kerber, Andy Strickland, John Heyman, all coming your way tonight on the radio program. If you want to get in touch, we invite you to do so at 436-7900. 314-436-7900 is the telephone number, or you can dial us toll-free at 800-925-1120. Follow me on Twitter. Tweet me at C-H-R-A-B-E, C-H-R-A-B-E. Follow us on Twitter at KMOX Sports. That's where you'll get breaking news, behind-the-scenes photos, and more. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Ben Boyd is the executive producer of the program. Oh, boy. Oh, I had to do this.
I got a favorite. I ain't a. What's his name? The guy that scored 44 goals is only 20 years old last year for Winnipeg.
Line A?
Line A, yeah. I like him. Well, I guess who don't, right?
Oh, I don't. Dave, you got to rally these troops.
I got a favorite. I ain't a.
And then I just go. Who?
What?
Shout out to Dave.
Thanks for calling.
Mike Anderson's my guy.
He produces.
Here in the KMOX studios, it is the Munganass St. Louis Honda Mitsubishi Sports Open Line. I love that.
I got a favorite. I ain't a. What's his name?
Usually, Mrs. Dave is there to bail him out. Either with that pivotal fourth to round out the Mount Rushmore, or, you know, a type of candy, but. Shout out to Dave. We haven't heard from Dave in a while. All right, here's the situation. Blues lose again last night. Home team has not won. Game 5 tomorrow in Winnipeg. And, you know, I think that last night early on, the game was about a mirror image of what we saw in Game 3, where the Blues came out and dictated and were the aggressors, and Winnipeg did not even have a shot until about halfway through the first period. But after the Blues were able to hold off just a furious attack from Winnipeg in the second period, they scored the power play goal. Early on in the third, Vladimir Tarasenko. And then it was just like push, 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 push. And after the Jets scored, if it wasn't for Jordan Binnington, that game could have been a lot uglier and earlier, or over a lot earlier. I mean, Binnington was just unbelievable last night. Both goaltenders were. But Binnington was incredible. So I wonder now if it's, again, like recency bias, like we always talk about. Do you feel good because the Blues are going back to a place where they've already won twice? Do you feel apprehensive because of the way that they played last night down the stretch? Do you feel good because you have Jordan Binnington and he's been great all series and he got you two overtime last night? There's got to be more, though. That last power play with 3:30 to go, there's got to be more from the Blues defensively in slowing down at least that top Jets line and some of the best Jets players. Every time you looked up last night, Scheifele, Connor, Wheeler, Byfuglien, they had the puck in the offensive zone. And my goodness, a couple of careless clearing attempts, and there were some real chances. A couple of guys that got loose, like got loose right on the doorstep. So thank goodness for Jordan Binnington, but you're locked up at two games apiece as you are headed back to Winnipeg now for Game 5 tomorrow. So, you know, I think you kind of feel good and bad. I don't know. We'll bring Mike Anderson to the program for the first time tonight. Like, the biggest issue, I think, Mike, is you've got to figure out a way to slow down those top guys. And you cannot afford to make mistakes in the neutral zone, to make mistakes trying to get the puck out of your own zone, to make mistakes on changes and allow them any space, because their speed, their size, they will make you pay. And fortunate to, you know, I think get through the second half of that second period and then that third period tied.
Yeah, and I guess ultimately, I mean, as good as they are, you only allowed them one goal in regulation.
Well, that's
so
the thing, yeah.
It's not like you did a terrible job shutting them down, although they did get their chances. But ideally, you'd like to see it at least an even matchup, or, you know, in terms of plus-minus, you'd love to see it at least be even in those top lines, if not your top line breaking through. But it's just a tough challenge, so we'll see how the matchups play out in Game 5 going back to Winnipeg.
I wonder if they still try to get O'Reilly, his line, out there against those top guys. And I also wonder, like, Braden Schenn looks gassed, man. Like, I wonder how the matchups are affected and then how that affects what the Blues' top players can do. Because the flip side of that is you're 2-2, and O'Reilly's still been really good, but you're 2-2, the Blues are, without their top players matching the play of the Jets' top players, you know? Like, you haven't gotten a whole lot from Schenn and Schwartz, and I feel like there's more there, but, you know, it's still 2-2. And you're still headed back to Winnipeg, where you've already won a couple of times. The Blues have been very good on the road. The Blues have been very good at bouncing back. And you've got Jordan Binnington. My gosh, can we just appreciate? And like, for the guy that called in last week and said I was wrong and said Jordan Binnington is not the reason the Blues are in the playoffs, would you like to amend that statement now? Would you like to amend that? Because he has been unbelievable. 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 Also, good news for Ryan O'Reilly, who was named a Selke finalist today. Think he's got a shot?
I think he's going to take it home, to be honest. I mean, I think, first of all, I'm shocked that Sidney Crosby is not selected as a finalist. But, yeah, he'll be up against Mark Stone and Patrice Bergeron. And, you know, so much of the Selke, they often say, comes down to reputation. So clearly Bergeron has the edge there. But I think in terms of play this season, O'Reilly hasn't beat. Bergeron missed some time, which I think goes against his case. And while Mark Stone may be the best of the three right now, just because he's incredibly hot right now, as is the entire Vegas Golden Knights team, I think based on what they did throughout the stretch of the entire regular season, I think Ryan O'Reilly is the leading candidate for Selke.
He would deserve it, man. What just an all-around unbelievable player he is. When I'm at the game, when they're here, I like watching him when he doesn't have the puck as much as I like watching him when he has the puck. He's just the embodiment of a complete player, and where would they be without him first couple of months of the season?
Thank God we don't know.
In trouble. All right, we're going to talk with Chris Kerber. We will give Kerbs a ring up in Winnipeg when we come back. We can take your thoughts as well as we get set for Game 5 tomorrow night. It'll be a 7:30 game. We know that Game 6 will be at 6 o'clock on Saturday. We are just getting started on the Munganess St. Louis Honda and Mitsubishi Sports Open line. Chris Raby with you. We're back in a moment on KMOX.
I got a favorite. What's his name?
We are the voice of Cardinal Nation, America's sports voice.
All right, just getting started on the Munganess St. Louis Honda Mitsubishi Sports Open line on a Wednesday night. Blues traveled Winnipeg. That's where we head now. Chris Kerber joins us. No snow. It's downright balmy up there, huh?
This is the first time in, I think, the 7 years that they've been back in the league that I've actually taken some time with the sun out and not worried about getting frostbite on my bald head to go walk around a little bit.
So what'd you find?
Pretty good. Found a couple good pubs. Found a place that sells some loose leaf tea. There's a place that right now is taking online registration if anybody wants to play Dungeons & Dragons later on tonight with people.
Ooh. Who would be the blue?
I'm not making that up, actually.
Who would be the blue that you would maybe be least surprised to find playing Dungeons & Dragons?
Oh, boy.
Bennington, maybe?
The least. No, I don't know. I don't know that it's. I can see why you think that. Well, let's end with that one. Let me think about that one for a little bit.
Yeah, gotta think of who are the real. I guess it's Bomeister, right?
Yeah, it could be. It could be Jay. You know, like it's, yeah. It's just to look in. It's a gaming cafe, and you know, there's like people in there playing a bunch of games, and it says online. It says Dungeons and Dragons tonight. Register online. Well, that's unfortunately, I was booked.
Get in to play a little Fortnite, maybe.
Well, that's. Listen, NHL players these days travel with PlayStations.
Oh, yeah, and they all play together with guys around the league.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's just different.
Chris Kerber is with us. So I know fans take every game so incredibly hard, Kerbs, but as you guys gathered and flew today, I guess one of the traits professional athletes have is being able to turn the page for better or for worse. What was the mood and what did you hear before the team got on the plane as they addressed the media out at the airport?
You know, I think we're actually one of the best in recent time when it comes to that kind of thing was Paul Stastny. That had a very matter-of-fact approach to it. Alexander Steen has that right now.
Yeah.
I think leading the Blues in that department. You know, it's a 2-2 series. They had a chance to take a stranglehold on it. They didn't do it, but all it is a 2-2 series. And while we sit down and we'll break down a lot of the minutiae, you know, they're going to watch some video and then they're going to get out there and then they're going to try to do their best again the next night and see where it goes. So, you know, fans, we get to stew on it. We get to be frustrated by a game 3 performance or whatever it may be. These guys just move on and play. And most of the guys, when you talk to them too, they'll talk about when you ask about playoff nerves and all that other stuff. They all seem to say, "Oh yeah, they exist," but then when the puck drops, it's just business as usual, and you go at it, and you're focused on that task at hand. So it is the one thing that people always talk about: coaches, general managers, scouts, when they're done playing, is they used to have control of the situation, and now from up top they don't, and that's the way it is for us fans.
So with that being said, what do you think the biggest area of emphasis from the coaching staff from a video or preparation standpoint will be before tomorrow night?
Look, you and I talked about this at the beginning of the series. I still believe this to be true. I believe that this series is going to be won and lost by who controls the area in front of the net. And when you look at the even strength goals that are being scored right now, all of the even strength goals for the Winnipeg Jets have come from pretty much right on top of the crease, all of them. The Blues have a few on top of the crease and then some from out of the circle because Hellebuck was giving up some of those goals on the rush when the two teams were up here in games one and two. So to me, I think that's where the emphasis has to be. The Jets do a great job of creating chaos, coming down the wings with speed, driving somebody through the middle and throwing the puck there, getting deflections, and it has worked for them. That's what allowed them to come back, I think, in games three and four. So that, to me, is one big area of emphasis for this hockey team.
You know, it felt last night like if the Blues were going to score, late in the third period or even in overtime, it was going to come that way. No one had more shots on the team than Pat Maroon, save for Vladimir Tarasenko. And, you know, it's such a game of inches. You're talking about a couple of inches in game three. If Maroon jams that puck in after Vladdy makes it a 3-2 game, who knows what happens after that? They just haven't been able to get that kind of goal at home.
Well, and that's the key. I mean, yes, if they did do that, the series would probably be very, very different. But they're not getting those deflections. And, you know, whether it be just the passer passing it, the shooter getting his stick all the way down on the ice, I don't know. But, that's one of the areas where it is just about those little bits of bounces. And when most overtime goals, when you see scored, they're going to get scored like the one we just saw from Kyle Connor.
Same thing.
And I'm going to be interested to see how matchups go here in this pivotal game five. We never say game five without saying it's pivotal, right? I mean, it's sort of like you never use the word stave unless you're in facing playoff elimination either.
But that's a good point because now I'm mad at myself because I used that word earlier.
Yeah, right. I mean, every game five has to be pivotal, but we always say it, right? The matchups, I think, are going to be really interesting because while you kind of feel like, the head-to-head, the beef-on-bun matchup of the Scheifele line against the O'Reilly line is okay, the reality of it is those three guys on the O'Reilly line with Wheeler – I'm sorry, those three guys on the Scheifele line with Wheeler, Scheifele, and Connor, they have 5 points each. Ryan O'Reilly has 2 points. Vladimir Tarasenko has 2 points. I mean, they're outpointing the Blues 15-4. Those top lines are. So I think as I was looking at it today and thinking about it today, Chris, I just, at some point in time, the Blues are going to have a playoff run or a playoff series. And this could be it. I'm not saying that this isn't it. But where that old cliche of your best players being your best players are your best players.
You know, it's just funny, like the recency bias, again, that we have. And again, going back to fans, like, you lose the last two nights, but, you see flashes from Vladimir Tarasenko. You have incredible games from Jordan Binnington. It's still 2-2, and no matter how you get there, I think a lot of people, or especially maybe the odds in Vegas, would have expected this after four games to be 2-2, and that just goes back to how athletes and coaches who have been through this are able to compartmentalize and then move on for better or for worse. You don't get too high after you win the first two on the road. You don't get too low after this. But, if you lose game two, lose game three, win game four, fans feel completely differently about the series, even if you didn't play as quality a game as maybe you did at times last night.
Well, how are they going to feel if you win tomorrow and you come home for game six with a chance to win the series?
Yeah, and it's part of the beauty of it, right?
Well, that's part of the fun of it. Absolutely. It's okay. It's okay to be down. It's okay. I mean, jeepers, we want that as fans. You want that as an organization. You want the fans to care that much and to ride the ups and downs with you. It's the passion of that really drives it. And, and, and makes it fun. And I encourage everybody to be that way. I mean, that's I think that's fantastic. You know, you look at the game goes into overtime last night, and I open up the media guide, you know, just to double check a couple of overtime scenarios. And, you know, when the Blues won in six games or in five games over Minnesota 2 years ago, two games went into overtime, and you had goals from Joel Edmondson and Magnus Pajärvi. Jake Allen was off the charts in that series. But you go back to the seven-game series with the Chicago Blackhawks and, you know, with the famous goal from Troy Brouwer in Game 7, I think that series had three overtimes in it. You know, it sometimes you're going to go that way. We could easily hit overtime tomorrow. So we'll see how this thing all plays out. But, look, it's a best of three, and you've got just as much of a chance.
Chris Kerber is with us for a couple more minutes from Winnipeg. Yeah, I got to think of a new word instead of try to fend off or stave off elimination. Maybe we'll say like slap back or
listen, when you talk right to Claves, use the word. I mean, Claves is that way too. We both talk about it all the time. It's playoff time to dust off the word stave.
It's such an underutilized word. Blues will try to right jab elimination and get to another game. Can you put into perspective, and I keep asking this as the days pass by and we turn months on the calendar and the numbers get more and more eye-popping and the saves continue to stack up. Can you just put into perspective the performance of Jordan Binnington, considering where the Blues were, where he was before 2019, and what he has meant to this team, to this point, Curves?
I think one way to look at it and think about it is how many times do we talk about in all the different sports that we discuss, when an injury happens to one person, an opportunity exists for another. When you're given a chance in a lineup in a spring training game or a training camp game, you know, what do you do with it? And I think the best way to summarize what Jordan Binnington has done is he's taken advantage of an opportunity. Now, look, he's done it in spectacular fashion. And water's going to find its level at some point. He's not winning 25 out of every 30 starts. All right, but the reality of it is he took advantage of the situation and put himself in a position to basically be the number one goaltender for this team. And even if this series goes south, looks as if he's put himself in position to be the number one goaltender for this team entering camp next year as well. So I think you just have to look at it like that. It's inspirational because he took advantage of a situation. He took advantage of a situation where, at the beginning of the year, he was number four on the depth chart, you know, and he's number one now. I mean, we've seen plenty of stories of low round draft picks, undrafted players doing these kind of things. And he by no means was a low round draft pick, you know, but for some reason, he just kept ending up in a different spot on the depth chart until he finally got his chance. So I think that's the perspective that you put into what he's done with this hockey team and how they've gotten from where they were to where they are.
Yeah, I think it also makes you appreciate the contributions and attitudes of guys like Jake Allen and like Alexander Steen and guys who see their roles change a little bit but are still important parts of the team, right?
Well, yeah, and you're still paid to be an athlete. You're still paid extremely well to play that role. And in the team setting, the job is to go out there and find a way to help the team win. You know, people ask a lot, and I don't know what the goaltending is going to look like next year in terms of going into camp and all that. But it wouldn't shock me at all, especially with Jake still having a couple of years on his contract, that this is your goaltending tandem. Because while Jordan Bennington's going to get a raise because he's a restricted free agent, it's still a very controllable salary cap number on the position. So there's a lot yet to be determined there, and there's a lot yet to be determined on this run. The one thing we know, okay, is nobody should be asking anybody after what we saw last night whether or not they think Jordan Bennington's going to be ready to go or how he'll bounce back after a loss. I mean, I know they've lost two in a row, and he did say after the game, yeah, he wasn't good enough. Well, he was doggone good. The team did not get done in front of him what needed to get done when your goaltender puts a performance like that in the playoffs.
Curb, so I guess finally, how do the Blues go about trying to make life a little more difficult for some of Winnipeg's best players? I know it's the million-dollar question, but, you know, one of the things we've talked a lot about, not only do your players and your best players need to be better, but you have to find a way to try to make things challenging for their best players.
Well, you've played four games, and in two of those four games, you've held them to two or fewer goals. They won that game last night 2-1. They lost game one 2-1. I mean, yeah, they had three goals in the other game, and you outscored them 4-3. And then things got loose in the one game where they beat you 6-3. Of course, they had some empty netters in there, you know. And so the way I look at it, Chris, is I think that this is. I think it comes down to what I mentioned a couple minutes ago when I said at some point in time, St. Louis Blues fans in a playoff series are going to have to be able to talk about how great their best players were. And I think it comes down to capitalizing. You can't keep talking about, well, that top line's getting chances. They've got to score. You can't keep saying, you know, that was just inches away for Pat Maroon. Well, you've got to get it in. You know, we can't keep saying Jaden Schwartz, you know, is getting a lot of looks at the net. I mean, Jaden Schwartz has paid very well to score. And those guys have to do it. So, I mean, I know it's overly simplistic, and you can get into all the little details of breaking down how you play this guy. Did this defenseman pivot the right way on this rush, that kind of stuff? And I get it. But I still think it just comes down to can this team capitalize on their opportunities? Because they're creating them. They've capitalized on some of them. They just need to capitalize on more.
So you going to play some Dungeons and Dragons tonight?
No. Like I told you, I was a little booked up for that, but I'll knock on the door if I walk back that way and see if they got any spots reserved for anybody during some summertime leagues, I guess.
Beautiful. Curbs, we'll talk to you and Joey in, well, I guess exactly 24 hours for a 6:15 show at 6:45 and then pregame at 7 o'clock, puck drop tomorrow, 7:30.
Perfect. Sounds good. We'll talk to you then.
All right, man. Chris Kerber joining us from Winnipeg. 436-7900, 314-436-7900 if you want to chat. Back in a moment.
Welcome back to the Munganass St. Louis Honda and Mitsubishi Sports Open Line.
Munganass St. Louis Honda on South Limburg.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Thank you to Chris Kerber for joining us back on Sports Open Line. Chris Raby hanging out until 8 o'clock tonight. Blues heading to Winnipeg today. Game 5 tomorrow night at 7:30, 7 o'clock for pregame. And then we know Game 6 will be on Saturday at 6 o'clock at Enterprise Center. We don't know if the Blues will be on the brink of moving on or getting knocked out. That's what we'll find out tomorrow. Blues did address the media today before they got on the plane and headed up to Canada for tomorrow night's massive Game 5. Here's Ryan O'Reilly today.
Obviously, a lot of things. I think defending better, obviously, holding on the puck a lot more. I think offensively, we've got to establish our game and at least possess it and find a way to wear them down.
Are they doing anything to prevent you from doing that?
They're defending well, but you know, it's on us though. I think we have to find a way to, you know, get out of our comfort zone and you know, contribute somehow. It's you know, it's obviously something going forward here, and this kind of best out of three we will need to do.
You got to feel you guys have been so productive all year that it's like a matter of time that it's going to happen.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm confident. You know, these guys, you know, we're a good line, and we're good players, and we'll figure it out. And you know, I think it just gets back to taking one shift at a time and making an impact every shift, no matter if it's something a good play defensively or offensively, controlling it and wearing them down. But yeah, we know how to play the game. We know what our success looks like, and it's working for it.
Is their group a tough group to penetrate? Because not only are they big and strong, but they're fast as well.
Yeah, you got to give them credit. They're good, but you know what? They're, you know, I think everyone in this league, no matter how good you are, there's, you know, if you're thinking and acting on the same level as a line, you're going to find a way to break teams down and to create, and you know, that's our mindset going forward.
Can you kind of put in perspective the bigness of this game? I know it's like you play hard every game, even if it's, you know, against the Devils in December, but this is game 5 of a 2-2 series.
Oh yeah, it's a huge game for us. You know, it's for us right now, it's the only one that matters, and I think that's, you know, yeah, that's the mindset we're going to have, and yeah, it's making the adjustments we need to make and you know, taking it to them. It's going to be another tough one. There hasn't been an easy game yet.
Ryan, with that said, when you guys go up 2-0, and you know, for the outside world, it's easy to say sweep or they can win the next game. We see what's happened at Tampa and Pittsburgh. It's just a timely save, a timely goal. Things can change so drastically. Is that just the way the Stanley Cup playoffs is?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, hockey in general. I think especially the Stanley Cup playoffs with the intensity certain matchups, momentum. It's unique, and yeah, you have to find a way to, you know, every single game is different. You got to find your way to reinvent yourself and, you know, your team, and find a new way to win it.
We've seen so much brilliance from Brady Shen all season. What are some things you see him doing in the next game in a positive way to bounce back?
He's been, you know, watch him. I think all series has been a physical presence. You see, he's finished every check, and it's tough to do. And, you know, I think with his hockey sense and, you know, his physical presence that way, the way he creates, if, you know, if I'm doing a good job supporting him, I think it's something that, you know, we definitely can create a lot more offense.
Ryan O'Reilly, earlier today, as the Blues get ready, he just mentioned Shen, and again, I don't know what's going on with Shen, and certainly it's the postseason, but just a guy that you always seem to notice and just now don't really notice. Don't really notice on that line, and don't really notice really much of anything to this point. Here's Shen.
We know we have to get it going here in the next couple games. We're counting on all year to score, and me personally as well. I gotta elevate my game, find ways to not only be physical, but produce offensively, and then help the team. That's part of my role, part of my job, and I gotta help the team do that.
Yeah, certainly if he can come out and that line can come out and they can put together a strong start to the game, I think that's important as anything else. Maybe feed off that energy up there, you know? Feed off that crowd. It's going to be nuts. Did a pretty good job playing spoiler the first couple of games, and now another opportunity to do that tomorrow night, and then have a chance to win one on home ice and make it your ticket to the next round. So a huge opportunity. Huge opportunity. All right, coming up, we're going to talk some baseball with John Heyman, our radio.com insider. Yankees, Red Sox going on right now in New York. That is where John is. So we will talk to John about all things around the league, including Chris Sale, who said last night that he's embarrassed and his family's embarrassed because of the way that he's pitching. So we'll talk with John about that, about the National League Central. Cardinals do pick up one over the Brewers. 6-3 today. No home run for Christian Yelich, which was nice. And they come back home to open up a big homestand with the Mets, the Brewers again, and the Cincinnati Reds in town. And then Andy Strickland is going to join me at about 7:30. We'll talk a little more hockey and some around the league Stanley Cup playoffs with Strick. So that's all coming your way. Phone number is 314-436-7900. 1 hour in the books. 1 hour to go. Chris Raby with you. Ben Boyd, the executive producer. Mike Anderson hanging out tonight. It is the Munganess, St. Louis, Honda, and Mitsubishi Sports Open Line. We're back with hour two of the program after this on your home for the Cardinals and the Blues, KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.